Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you, live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Trend On, featuring guest interviews and current trends from businesses to entertainment to lifestyle topics. And here's your host, the engaging Tamara Lee.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for joining us on Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you. I am your host, Tamara Lee of Tamara Lee LLC, a communications company meeting the needs of clients on multiple communication platforms from radio, that's a combined radio and video, radio, video, blogging, content and blogging, website design and mobile optimization and social media, writing, editing, speaking, and image and style consulting through communications. So you can find me at Tamara Lee, LLC, TamaraLeeghllc.com. I want to thank you for joining us here on Trend On. We are kicking off 2015 in a big way. It's a busy show today, so we're going to kind of keep things going right here as we start the new year. And hopefully you can bear with me. I apologize. I've got a little bit of that cold crud that's going on. You would think a 35 below windshield would take care of it, but apparently those germs are able to thrive and survive in this frozen tundra. And speaking of the frozen tundra, we have the maybe a repeat of history of the Ice Bowl coming up. And so we have on today's show one of our favorite recurring Trend On guests, author Jim Rice of Giant Cheeseheads and Great Games of the Gridiron and 92 Years of the Bear Packer rivalry. So we'll find out maybe if the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packer rivalry is next in Jim's book queue. But we thought with the NFL playoffs coming up this Sunday at Lambeau that it would be fun to trend on the Packer Cowboys matchup this weekend. So Jim will be joining us in a few minutes, and you can also, if you haven't checked out our videos, Jim and I have on Giant Cheeseheads, you can YouTube those. They're very fun. Lots of great tips and info. So we have that coming up on our show, and then we will be talking about trends for 2015 in social media and social media marketing with Phil Reinhart and what you need to know to start off 2015 so that you are taking advantage of what you need to be doing for 2015 in terms of visibility, social media. I figure, you know, it's always good to establish yourself somewhat as an expert, and I use that term loosely, not for myself, but Phil is absolutely phenomenal at keeping up on what's going on in the mobile social website world, and I work with Phil, and he is my tech partner and just a great guy, and lots of good information coming from him. So we will get to that. But before we do, Heidi, do you have a shout-out to our sponsors?
I do. We'd like to thank Mediavine Marketing, simplifying social media for successful businesses and professionals through training, consulting, and management. Mediavine Marketing, minimizing your efforts and maximizing your results. We'd also like to thank ZipBoss.com, a professional business cloud built and maintained by Metasoft, Inc. ZipBoss, create, market, succeed, where powerful websites are born. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you, Heidi. So did you catch any of the football games in the past couple of weeks for the Packers, either against the Lions or the Cowboy Lions game?
Sadly, no, I did not.
You were otherwise just focusing on the holidays. How about that?
Yes, I was. That's a good excuse.
Good for you. So, well, of course, there was big talk. So the Lions played the Packers, and Dominic Sue did the stomp on Aaron Rodgers' leg, and there was big controversy about him being suspended and then getting to play last week in Dallas. So I was kind of I was glad to see the Lions lose to the Cowboys, but that meant most Packer fans were like, no, we'd rather have the Lions win. But so we'll see how it shakes up. So we are playing the Cowboys this week at Lambeau. So is Jim on the line? Do we have our guest in queue?
He is.
Hey, Jim.
I'm
Happy
out
New
here.
Year.
How are you, dear?
You are out there.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you too, guys.
Thank you. So
Happy New Year.
It's a big rivalry, but not quite like the Bears or But it's the Cowboys are what? Are they America's team? Is that how that goes?
Well, they think they are. They certainly have made the accusation that they've been America's team for quite a while. They were an expansion team, you know, in the 60s, so that was kind of something that just developed as football developed. But, yeah, here we go, Dallas again, Packers-Dallas.
And we did talk with the Cheeseheads, right, because there was a connection of Landry and Lombardi coming out of New
right.
York. So, see, the universe aligns. This is how
well,
it all
here you go.
Together.
I can tell you right off the bat, there's a kind of a connection again with the Packers and the team they're playing here. Jimmy Robinson, who was the receiving coach on the Packers Super Bowl win in 2010, he left Green Bay after that, became the receiver coach in Dallas, and now he's a coaching consultant for Jason Garrett, the head coach of the Cowboys, who we also have a bone to pick with, those that remember the Thanksgiving game in 1994 where Garrett came in as a backup and kind of took care of us on a day we were eating our turkey up here, you know. So that was not good. So there are, of course, connections.
Yes, and I was reading about some of those. I did know about that Thanksgiving game back in 92, right? That was...
94.
Because there were a few
it
big ones.
It just seems like 92.
You know, I had kids both in 92 and 94. It feels like just yesterday.
Right. Hey, listen, before you ask me some questions, could I give you guys some trivia to think about regarding the
sure.
game and the Packers and the Cowboys? You know,
Absolutely. The
two of the greatest games, and I put these on my Facebook page, and I think you saw them, but two of the greatest games in football history are, of course, the Ice Bowl and the 1958 game between the Giants and the Colts that went into overtime. And there were two players in the Ice Bowl, only two, and they were both on the Packers, who played in both the Ice Bowl and the 1958 game, the Giants and Colts, which are two of the greatest games in history. Who are those two players? That's the first one. And your audience can mull these over. We'll give them the answers at the end.
If anybody wants to call in, they can do that.
There
I'll
you go.
Give the number, 323-580-5755. Then press 1. And
yeah, the same.
My whole audience of one can call in.
Yeah, the lines are now open. The second one, real quickly, is Dallas actually went ahead in the Ice Bowl in the fourth quarter when it started, and it was a Lombardi favorite play, a halfback option pass. And the pass was caught by a receiver of Dallas by the name of Lance Rensel. The trivia question is, who threw the pass? It's a great football name, and... those of you that know the game know who it is. If you don't, you're going to be surprised. And those are the two questions, and we'll give them the answers later on.
Okay. What year was that one? Who threw that pass question?
That was in the Ice Bowl. That was in the actual Ice Bowl in 1967. And it was the first play of the fourth quarter.
Okay. And it was someone throwing on the Dallas team. I'm just
trying
to get
some
help.
Right, it was a halfback option. Yep, halfback option pass, and... it was not the quarterback, obviously, throwing the ball. So who threw it?
Okay.
All right.
Good trivia question. Okay. I was going to cheat because I did see those on your Facebook,
yeah,
and I was going to get
you...
the answer so I could cheat, but I didn't.
I beat you to
cheater.
The punch.
I am not an Indominic Sioux. No way.
Oh, my God. Thank God for us.
Yeah. That's what I tweeted out. I'm like, oh, because he was all teary after last week's loss, which I wanted the Lions to lose just because I'm principal. And it's like, oh, big men do cry. Oh, wait, no, real men don't cheat. Cry away.
Ah, yes.
So anyway, so the Ice Bowl was 19, you just told me.
1967, New Year's Eve.
Whoa. And that was,
yeah.
That was, it's called the Ice Bowl because was that before the Super Bowl became the Super Bowl?
It was not. The Super Bowl was actually, Super Bowl II was the next game. The Ice Bowl was Lombardi's last game at Lambeau Field. And then they went on to play and beat Oakland in the second Super Bowl. Yeah, it was at Lambeau. It was 13 below, 46, 48 below with the wind chill. It was a pretty icy day.
Yeah, and it looks like we're lining up to have that kind of, although I think I heard it was going to be like maybe 20 at Lambeau this weekend.
Yeah, you know, but I heard somebody said, and this is, they said it was on Monday's forecast in Green Bay, Monday morning is supposed to be like 56 below with the wind chill, of course. So maybe if that front moves a little quicker, you know, maybe we can sneak that in early Sunday versus early Monday.
Yeah, I was going to try and get up to the game, but not with that kind of temperature. Unless someone has a suite, then I'd be happy to join you.
Right, right. That would be the only way, too, especially with all the comforts of the living room and HDTV, you know.
Big screen, and yeah. I went to the playoff game with the New York Giants and Packers, and it was that same a couple years ago. I forgot what year, but awful, awful temperatures. It was
That's one of my least favorite games.
It is, because at the last minute, Favre threw the interception and there went the playoffs, and, you know, that went badly. The weather sucked, and the outcome did, too.
Right.
So, but let's
talk
for this week. So, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting one. The Packers are favored, I guess, by 6 points, and it's their chance to even the all-time series with Dallas, actually. It's Dallas has won 15 games of the series between us, and we are trailing by one. We've got 15 wins. Dallas has 16. We've lost 4 games to them in the playoffs. We have not played them in the postseason in Green Bay since the Ice Bowl, but they've played them 4 times in the playoffs since then, all in Dallas. In 1982, 93, 94, 95, and we lost all of those games. So our record in the postseason, our record in the postseason against Dallas since the Ice Bowl has not been good. But that's neither here nor there, because it really, you know, that doesn't matter. You know, I mean, it's different players, you know, the whole bit. We've won the last 2 games we played against them in the regular season in 2010 and then last year, you know, when Flynn brought them back, it was a great comeback and, you know, it salvaged the
season. Yeah, that was the other big game they talked about in the rivalry when they highlighted kind of the big games between the Packers and the Cowboys. It was that Flynn game, because that was the year Aaron was out with the broken collarbone. We're on a first-name basis, Aaron and I.
Yeah, our buddy Aaron, You transitioned well from Brett to Aaron, I must say. You did that transition.
I did.
Nicely.
Brett who? Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, last year, that was an incredible game. I mean, they were – I don't remember off the top of my head what the actual – how far back they were. But, I mean, they were several touchdowns behind, and Flynn brought them back, and they won 37-36. And, you know, that kind of was one of those games they had to win, or they would have never had the opportunity to beat our friends in Chicago at the end of the season to make it such a nice ending, you know. So that was a big one. But, you know, that surprised a lot of people because, of course, Rodgers wasn't playing. But we have not had luck against them in the postseason. That's been, you know, I mean, Troy Aikman, you know, used to handle us pretty well. But, you know, who knows? This time... you know, it's going to be close. I mean, you've got Romo and Rodgers. I mean, you've got two great quarterbacks. You've got two kind of a little bit above average defenses going against one another. And so I kind of think it's going to be decided by who runs the ball better, you know, especially the colder it gets. I think we have an edge there, to tell you the truth. I think this DeMarco Murray, a fantastic player for Dallas, he's a little beat up. And I think Eddie Lacy's just after a week off, you know, you give that guy a week off, he's got to be even better. So I think that's where the game will be decided, you know, between those running backs.
And you did say the Packers were favored.
Favored by 6. Yeah, they're favored by 6.
And then the other interesting thing about this game is that they're 8, both, if I understand or remember this correctly, the Packers have won 8 at home, and the Cowboys have won 8 on the road.
Right.
So we've both got kind of a winning streak going that will be determined with this game.
Yeah, yeah. And it's for Dallas to do that, you know, is pretty incredible on the road. You know, that's just it's a very hard thing to do in the NFL. I mean, look at the trouble we have, you know. And Dallas is they're showing some different stripes this year, I think. They're coming up big in important games. And for them to win 8 in a row on the road, that's remarkable.
Well, we'll hope that road show ends this weekend. And I do like with Tony Romo that he's from Wisconsin originally, so he won't be maybe as, you know, put off by the cold, because although he's been away from it for a number of years, but, you know, the Wisconsin weather isn't a stranger to him by any means.
Right, right. He native of the Burlington, of course, and they did have a statistic in the paper the other day about how Dallas has had trouble in the colder weather. You know, they don't have a whole lot of opportunities to come up here to play the us, and so you know it's got to play a little bit of a role, I would think, especially as the game wears on. You know, I mean. Being cold is one thing, but being cold for, you know, hours is another. And as the game wears on, that's going to maybe be a little telling, hopefully, down in the trenches where we hit maybe a little bit harder.
What would, and I don't know if you've ever looked at the statistical data for this, but would it be easier for them to play in the horrible cold, but you have dry conditions versus maybe you're 20 degrees, but you've just got the wet snowstorm going on?
Right. I think, yeah. A horse apiece, I guess. They're awful, both of them. But I think the wind would be the big factor, you know, in either of those situations.
Yeah.
Wind would probably make all the difference in the world. Surely Rodgers knows how to do it. I mean, he takes care of that ball, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of condition he comes out in after his injuries and, you know, being laid off like that. I mean, you know, they're always saying positive things because that's what you have to say, but you just kind of wonder how long he can go if something's going to happen again.
Well, and what's I just had a question. I was going to say, what's the buzz about on? And now I am completely blanking on that question.
Yeah, well, it's at least it's only his left calf, so you don't have to. It's not
the refs, because you know, after Dallas won last Sunday against Detroit, it was the big to do about the picked up penalty flag, and all I like following the games live on Twitter because I can that way I can mute Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. Not that I am always adverse to them, but they're so. Yeah, well, Aikman, you know, obviously a Dallas loyalty and bias, but you know, their Twitter was blowing up about that, and you know, if you were a Dallas fan or a Lions fan, it was how the refs were on the roster for the Cowboys, and if you were a Dallas fan, you were just, you know, having none of that it was all your team win. But
right. You know, the next day they had a little thing. Where was it, in Sports Illustrated or somewhere online, where they kind of reenacted what really happened. You know, the flag was thrown, and then, you know, Jerry Jones called Roger Goodell, who called the head of the officiating crew, who called the referee, told him to pick up the flag, you know. It was kind of good because they wanted that Packer-Cowboy matchup, and if, you know, otherwise it would have been Carolina and Detroit going out to Seattle. So they were just joking, of course, but it was kind of funny.
You know,
I mean, the way it happened. And still there's no explanation, is there, from the officials themselves? I don't know if I ever heard why they decided to do it. You know,
no.
They just picked it up and said no penalty.
Well, I couldn't remember if I saw it. Maybe it was on Twitter, so, you know, I don't know how reliable that, but it was looking like the Lions actually pulled the Detroit player into him by the face mask. from what I saw from one picture. So then it wasn't the defense causing the penalty, it was the offense actually trying to create that penalty flag or something. So that could be one argument. One picture that
I thought that wasn't us, huh? That would have been that would have been heartbreaking.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I said, don't think that those refs from Dallas will be coming up here, but who knows? The Packers have certainly had their share of ref calls going against them the other way with the touchception in Seattle and things like that.
Oh, yeah, right. Maybe if we can win this game, we'll get a chance to go back there and maybe avenge that a little bit.
Yeah, see, so if we win this game, I should be up on this too. Where does it go from?
Seattle wins, we would go there. If Carolina beats Seattle, is that who's playing them? Yes, Carolina would then come here. Which, by the way, was the team we played before we went to the Super Bowl in 96, which a lot of people called the Ice Bowl too. Back then it was so cold. That was a real cold game.
I think it's fair to say pretty much any game in the late season and postseason played in Lambeau, you're going to be in the ice bowl.
They
can just all be ice bowls.
Like it or
not. And I get that with Lambeau when they built it, using the weather as a strategy, that's an huge advantage we have up here. But I don't know. I would have voted for the covered stadium. Just play better, boys.
We can all
be warm and enjoy it more.
We're certainly good at home, no matter if there's a roof there or not, And I think they should be able to take care of business on Sunday as long as they can run that football.
Yeah, well, it'll be fun to see. So as we wrap up here, what are our answers to our trivia questions?
Yes, the answer to the trivia questions, the two players that played in those big games, the Ice Bowl and the 58 championship greatest game ever played with the Giants and the Colts, the only two were Fuzzy Thurston, who played for the Colts then and, of course, with the Packers in the Ice Bowl, and Don Chandler, who played for the Giants back then as a kicker and punter and was our field goal kicker in the Ice Bowl. And on that 67 team. The other answer, who threw the pass to put the Cowboys surprisingly ahead on the first play of the fourth quarter in the Ice Bowl was a guy by the name of Dan Reeves. He threw the pass to Lance Rensel that went 50 yards for the touchdown, and he became a great player then, went on to be a great coach, and is a great NFL name. So those are your two fun little answers on those trivia questions, Tamara.
Well, thank
you.
Ever guessed. No, I wouldn't.
Everything
I've learned about...
They were on Facebook.
I know.
You had night to contemplate,
Yeah, I fell asleep. I went to see the Imitation Game movie, which was fabulous, by the way. But most of what I've learned from my Packer history knowledge, I have you to thank for that because of our exchanges. So... I've enjoyed that, and
yeah, they're
you make
always
it very
fun.
Easy to learn. Yeah.
Well,
so you have a Facebook
fun
page.
And great history stuff. Yeah, I'm an old history teacher, so there's a lot of fun stuff on the Facebook page, which is Giant Cheeseheads, and also the website, giantcheeseheads.com, has the beginnings of how the thing got going with the Giants, and now we're off. I've got a new thing going on where the website is Packers, Giants, and Bears. Oh my! Kind of like the Wizard of Oz. So that's the trilogy of the football history, and it's been fun. And I'm on a speaking tour starting in the fall doing it. So why we love the Packers? That's kind of what I do, and try to get the information out there for people that like to learn about it.
Oh, that's very fun. So, speaking of the Bears, so what did you think about the cleaning house in Bear Country? Dirk?
Oh, well, I think they had to do it, right? They had to. They were just incredibly bad this year, especially against us. And of course, we're the big game when they don't make it to the postseason like they are for us. So they had to do it, and I'm just glad they weren't able to get a guy like Jim Harbaugh. glad he went to Michigan. You know, being an old Bear quarterback, I'm glad he went to Michigan. We don't have to deal with him. Not that he even thought about it, but I
didn't
know
he.
You know,
see, this is me. I didn't know he was a quarterback for the Bears.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Back in the 80s. Yeah, so I think '80s, '90s, somewhere in there. It all, you know, it's blurring together as we speak. You know? But yeah, he's a great quarterback out of Michigan, and he played for the Bears and didn't really think about the Bear job real seriously, I don't believe. But you know, it was out there that there was an opening, and of course, he's connected there. So, so good for
us.
And the
good news for us is that Jay Cutler stays.
Right, right. He's staying. So we'll. We'll have a few more games to see how he measures up against us.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, maybe it is the coaching staff. Maybe he'll step up and, you know, because that's one of the things that they say is the key to the success with the Packers is that McCarthy-Rodgers relationship and rapport that they have going.
Right, right. I mean, those guys get along well. And, you know, you don't have to be best friends. I mean, they can argue and disagree. They're professionals, but yeah, it does help when they can work together smoothly and have a little give and take between themselves.
Well, and you know I was a Bear fan, but that Aaron Rodgers is just darn cute. He is such a nice guy.
Boy, you sure dropped Brett fast, though, I have to say. You went right on to Aaron. Nice, seamless.
Oh,
seamless.
No.
You know, it was...
Yeah,
we're lucky to have
I
both
can't
of those
pull
guys,
off the
you know?
Looking like Olivia Munn. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a brunette also.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She is. Maybe there's some potential there, Tamara.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll go there.
Well, hopefully they win.
For that nonsense.
Hopefully they win. And by the way, I have to send you my book. When am I ever going to see you to send you that last one that you, you know, helped me write?
Catch me quick here in the Berg because I'm heading to Santa Barbara next week now that I just announced that on air.
Oh, yeah.
So
off you go. You're not going there permanently,
right,
are you?
What?
Are you going there permanently?
It's a one-way trip. Maybe.
Oh, that's a yes.
Well, see how, yeah. If I time it right, though, if the Packers go to the Super Bowl, I will be going through Phoenix, so I'm going to try and time it.
Oh.
I'll for sure be in Phoenix the week of Super Bowl kickoff. But if the Packers are there, I may delay getting to the West Coast long enough.
Yeah, I think you might. I think you just might.
I just maybe have to, you know, do that because.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, after the show we'll talk and connect so I can get that book. But love all of your books and your videos. And like I told everybody, you can find us on YouTube and all that good stuff and your Giant Cheesehead Facebook page. So if you need
a speaker,
I recommend you.
Yeah, I love to talk, as you can tell, and my former students would confirm, unfortunately for them, you know. But,
I know
but
that they were the class that said, let's just get them talking, and then we don't have to take the test.
Right, get them off on a tangent, you know. Let's see if we can make them talk about something we want to talk about.
Yeah, I know that strategy. So,
yeah.
Well,
right,
thank you again for joining us.
I'll be in touch and enjoy the game on Sunday.
All right, will do. You too. Go Packers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So as we wrap up here, we lost Phil, so good thing we had Jim in the queue there to cover our – which was fine because we can always talk Packers all day long in my book and on The Fun of Football. So and talking, so maybe we'll postpone and have Phil on next week or – something covered the 2015 social media trends, but I did look at what was coming up for web designs in 2015, and that's one of the things that I do with my business, Tamara Lee LLC, is work on getting your websites optimized and building responsive design. So it's format. It's all about fitting the screens. When I first started a few years back with the social media and website trends, it was more searches were still being done on desktops. Well, now, you know, no shock to anybody that searches organic searches are all done, primarily, not all, but mobile searches has surpassed desktop searches, and so the need is fundamental in 2015. It's no longer really optional for your business, for your website to not be optimized to fit the responsive design where it'll format to your screen so that you can not have to pinch and zoom and the content displays quickly and easily to see. And so along with some of those changes that businesses really need to combine in their social media marketing and strategy, one is, you know, first step is just make sure that your website is visible, usable on the mobile devices. And I can help you with that. Just give a shout out. And one of the things they're getting away from, too, is like an essence of absence of the header background. So trying to keep it clean for that screen format so you don't have a lot of extemporaneous content on there that's going to clutter up your website. Nobody wants to try and go through the work to find what they're looking for. You want a clean, fresh, visible presence, the large type. And with that large type is, and the absence of the graphics maybe, is purposeful graphics. So you want well-done, professional, custom, high-quality photography, getting away from stock photography because it may show up elsewhere on the Internet. So if you can, it's worth putting your due diligence in and getting your own content, your own photography. And then large type translates to a large visual statement. And so you want to think about how you've got maybe 6 to 10 words, sometimes 3, sometimes 1. One word to be the essence of your first grab hold at the eyeballs looking at your screen. So you want to make sure your message, excuse me, see, I told you about that cold thing going on there. So pardon me. The other thing is they're going to maybe a more centered layout. And then so you have your website as the one key fundamental thing and how that formats on your screen. And then using your social media to bring back attention. And what a lot of businesses I've found will do, oh, I have a Facebook page or, you know, yeah, I don't really have a website. I just like, you know, the Google search or your Facebook. Those things are all should be tools that draw people back to your website, to your storefront that you have control of. Because the other ones, maybe Facebook isn't formatting your information properly, so then you're losing customers that way. So a lot to think about, lots going on with the trends for 2015 in social media marketing. And if you want more information, just give me a shout at TamaraLeeLLC@gmail.com and check out my website. And then you can also find more information. I was going to do our Tamara Lee's Trend on Fashion Minute here. And if you're going to Lambeau or for the outdoor weathers with winter here, my Trend on Fashion tip is that it really doesn't matter what you wear underneath. You could be in your pajamas with this weather. And then just get a whole bunch of really cute outerwear coats. That one way to survive the long winter, instead of just only having one winter coat, that's your big warm coat, that you wear all winter and then you're sick of it by the end of the season because that's all you ever are seen in. I think the strategy is to find a variety of winter coats, you know, and maybe some different colors, and then throw in a bright, light color. Don't just have the grays and the browns and the black outerwear coats for winter. Put some color in there that's going to give you some energy, lighten things up, and then alternate so that you're not feeling like you're always in the same drab, dark winter wear. Not that I don't like the browns and the blacks and the grays, but or pop them with, you know, a colorful scarf or put some color and energy into your accessories there. So that is my Tamara Lee's Trend on Fashion tip. And I want to thank you for joining us today. I should mention that we had really great shows and guests in 2014, and I am thankful for each one of them who gave their time to our shows. And you can find all of our past Tamara Lee's Trend On shows on my website and blog post at TamaraLeeLLC.com, and then on the LinkLocalNetwork.com website under radio shows, Tamara Lee's Trend On. And Link Local Network is a networking organization for professionals who utilize social media to promote their businesses and accomplish their goals with a strong local, national, and international following. You can link locally and connect globally on LinkLocalNetwork.com. And so I want to invite you to check out our 2014 shows, and then we had great ones, and we're actually heading, this is the kickoff for our fourth year on Tamara Lee's Trend On. So I want to thank you for being with us and for continuing to support us with your listening and interest. So thank you. We look forward to a great year on Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to Trend On You, live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Link Local Network. Thank you, and go Packers, and we will see you next week. Thanks, Heidi.